Hi, this is Kay with Cafe with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Today, we are recognizing September 10th as World Suicide Prevention Day. And here at Natomas Unified, we want to share with you, our families, the resources we have in preventing such tragedies. We do want to warn you and advise you that we are talking about suicide, so please take care in listening to this podcast. Joining me today is Earl Paveo, who is the Executive Director of Student Services and Support here at our district, and Anthony DiMardo, who is the director of that same department. We're going to start with Earl, who will share some statistics to help demystify some of the myths around suicide. Earl.
Well, we do know that suicide is the leading cause of death within the students ages 10 to 14, which is huge. And so, I mean, we take it very seriously here in Natomas, as does our whole community in the county. It's a mandated feature that we need to look at, and we have mandated train-ins that require that all staff go through before school starts. They learn about the risk factors and the warning signs of suicide. They learn about the myths, misconceptions of why a student may die by suicide, right? So I think that it's huge. It's huge, and we need to take it very seriously. Not only do we specifically train in suicide awareness, but we proactively have a number of professional developments or modules that our staff go through in terms of trying to get in front of those negative self-concepts that students may come to school with. So, you know, we absolutely endorse training in the area of trauma-informed practices. We know that there are so many students that come to school and demonstrate concerning behavior that is rooted in trauma. And, you know, we understand that many students have really automatic negative threat predictions about what's happening at school, the people they engage with. And these things, if we don't have some kind of intervention, these things can begin to precipitate those negative self feelings, the depressive kinds of feelings, or agitate depression that may already be there, right? We're really striving to develop a culture in this district where students feel safe and connected, where they feel positive about being with the adults and the staff of their school. We have a focus here in Natomas where our staff is learning to facilitate restorative conversations. So when a student may have a negative interaction with another student or an adult, feel a sense of failure socially, we're working on helping staff build back relationship, build in harmony, reconnect students with those in their environment. So we commit to our mandated trainings. We commit to making sure we're aware of suicide and its related features, trying to get in front of it with a lot of professional development, building culture. And then we also have a number of monitoring mechanisms and ways where we can find our students who may be hurting, because this is something that is, it's a silent experience, the level of loneliness our students will feel. And we have a number of things that I think Anthony can talk about in terms of just mechanisms of finding our students.
And Anthony, we do know that there may be some stigma, some misconceptions out there. What can be said that may clear the air?
Yeah, and that's something that we really focus on with our training, is really dispelling those myths. Most students don't want to kill themselves. Most students just want the pain to end. And in fact, they've done a lot of research around students that have survived suicide attempts. And a lot of them, the vast majority, just needed that somebody to intervene, somebody to be there to help them, and they were truly grateful for that. Mm-hmm. They really did not want to die. They just wanted the pain to end. They wanted the suffering to end, and didn't know another way to get to that point. And so that's really why we, provide so much social emotional supports at our school sites. Because the number one step that we take is, how do we identify these students? And that we do in a lot of different ways. So we do that through a front and center on our website. We have a get help social emotional referral system where a parent, community member, or even student can refer themselves or refer a student for counseling. But we also have some social media monitoring tools. We also have a Google tool called Go Guardian that if a student writes in anything that's related to suicide or threats or self-harm, that'll be immediately alerted. Earl, myself, other members of the social-emotional team get that information, as well as the school site, and respond immediately. In addition, we also have universal surveys that we do with all of our students, fourth grade and above, twice a year. And this really gets to some of the students that may be suffering in silence because they're really getting at internalizing factors such as depression or aspects of mood disorder, anxiety. Sometimes we've actually found kids through these surveys that had severe anxiety, severe depression, may have even been suicidal, but were also straight A students, and nobody had ever thought that this student might be at risk. So having tools like that are definitely very helpful.
Once we identify the students, what happens from that point forward?
So that really initiates the risk assessment piece. And it depends if it's a direct threat. So if a student, you know, we get on Go Guardian, or if Earl and myself get a referral through our SES referral system that says somebody is contemplating suicide, it's an immediate all hands on deck between Earl, myself, the site. They're immediately making sure that that student's okay. So we send somebody out to the student immediately, and Earl's even done calls in the middle of the night when we get referrals such as this to the student's house. And so we make sure, first thing is to establish safety, make sure that we reduce whatever means the student might have to suicide, and then initiate a risk assessment. And generally that is taking place at the school site. So if we know about a student during the school day that's suicidal, we have staff that will conduct a suicide risk assessment. And that's generally our social workers and school psychologists. And they just go through a very a structured process to determine the risk of suicide. And then we make the determination in conjunction with parents and sometimes with our local law enforcement of whether or not the student needs to be transported to emergency for potential suicide, you know, threat, and, you know, may need observation and some treatment. Mm-hmm. And other times it's the threat level is not that high, but we put in a place to support that student, make sure counseling is set up at the school site. Some of the kids that are at a higher threat level, we will even do individual check-ins daily just to see how the kid, to get a temperature of how that kid is doing.
We've gone over some reactive and proactive steps. And I know one of the biggest factors in preventing suicide is also building a positive culture and a positive and safe community. Can you speak on, Earl, some of the ways that we are doing that?
I think the goal is for our schools to be, or for our students to feel safe and connected when they come to school, right? And so I think our parents are very aware that in Atomos we endorse celebrating weekly, if not bi-weekly, student successes, whether it's students' attendance, whether it is large achievements or small achievements. Our staff continue to go through professional development that teaches them to celebrate and reinforce students even on smaller kinds of levels, just really making sure students feel like they're appreciated, feeling like they're cared for, and that somebody sees them, right? I think these are real, like I said, proactive approaches to get in front of any negative feelings. And, you know, when we talk about a positive environment, we want kids to feel great about coming to school, look forward to being celebrated, look forward to being supported. We want kids to feel like they can take risks at school, right? They're not going to be able to take risks and progress academically and socially as we would like if they're not feeling safe, if they're not feeling like we can trust adults, right? So I think that's a huge focus when we talk about building culture in Atomos.
So if parents or students want more information, how may they do so, Anthony?
So if parents want more information and resources, if they go to the digital backpacks for each school site, they will see linked in there is the Suicide Prevention Toolkit. In addition, there's actually a parent slide deck with voiceover that is on suicide awareness and prevention training as well.
I think also, just to reiterate, that if there's any parents out there that are right now concerned with the well-being of their child, we absolutely would endorse, go to the website. On the front page, there's a button that says Get Help Now, and you can fill out a referral and you will be responded to immediately.
Thank you so much. And that has been another Conversations with NUSD podcast. And I am Kay with Cafe, again with Anthony DiMarto and Earl Paveo. And we will see you again. Thank you. Bye. This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.